We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Honesty's the best policy. How in the world do we draft here in Cleveland Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah? Has a hyphen in his name, and I have no problem pronouncing that, but I am terrified, and I'm a big baseball fan. Everybody knows it here. I read you all the time. I can't – your name terrifies the hell out of me. Why is that?
You know, the X throws a lot of people off. But, you know, I don't know. It's been long enough. I'm kind of used to it now, but it's XE. So you guys, you came pretty close.
Oh, say it one more time.
XESA.
XESA. Okay, XESA. Yep. All right. I mean, I feel terrible, like, but I, every time I heard somebody else say XESA, I think it might have been Casilius when he was on HQ. Anyway, all right, XESA. Mike, the power rankings, latest one came out from you guys at CBSSports.com. I don't know how big of a deal this is, but I know Indians fans, this is amazing to me how quickly this thing can change. Thursday, the Indians win, and they're coming off, you know, 9 out of 10, and everybody's feeling good. Then all of a sudden, three straight losses in Seattle, and now it's like, oh, my gosh, is it time to hit the panic button? What do you make of the Tribe here after that weekend slide in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bad weekend. It happens, though. It's, you know, every team kind of goes through something like that. I mean, they won, what was it, 9 out of 10, 13 of 16 before that. They were due a bad weekend. It just so happened it came against a pretty bad Mariners team. But, you know, it just happens. I wouldn't completely freak out over it. It just that the White Sox right now have given the Indians, like, no margin for error at all. So, you know, they went from, I think they were in first place for like, a day there in Cleveland. Now they're 2.5 back again because they had this tough weekend. It's tough, but it's, you know, it's only May. You're going to have bad weekends from time to time. I wouldn't panic over that. You know, it doesn't mean you can't be frustrated over it, but it's not time for panic yet.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Mike. I think the one thing, though, that is, and I hate to panic when it's May, but I mean, this, when you look at around the diamond at some of the positions, first base, you've got Yu Chang and Jake Bowers, who are basically contributing nothing. And you've got some of those, you know, outfield spots right now. Shortstop and Andrés Giménez, who never played AAA last year with the Mets before he moved to Cleveland. It just seems like there's some areas where, okay, we're looking for when that is going to change, and I'm not sure that's right around the corner. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was a legitimate concern coming into the season. Would they score enough runs? And I mean, they're getting nothing from first base. I mean, it's been the worst position statistically. Like, out of every position on every team, Indians first base have been the worst in baseball. They've been horrible. Shortstop has been disappointing. I thought Giménez would be better than he has been. And the outfield, I feel like the outfield's been a problem for like 3 years now. And Eddie Rosario was supposed to help, but he hasn't been that good. He's had a couple home runs, but he hasn't done what we're used to seeing Eddie Rosario doing. And I mean, scoring runs was the big concern to me coming into the season. And I thought, I mean, if Jose Ramirez was like anything less than an MVP caliber guy, they would have some serious problems. And he's been that good, and they still got no hit twice. I mean, it's just not good. I think, you know, first base, that feels like a position that should be relatively easy to fix. You know, there's a lot of first basemen out there. I feel like you can find somebody who has a spare first baseman in AAA. You know, maybe they try Bobby Bradley or something. But at this point, now that you're halfway through May, that's untenable. I mean, the Yu Chang and Jake Bowers platoon, that is not working. That should be something they should be looking to fix aggressively, not just, you know, biding their time and hoping the kids snap out of it. shortstop, I can understand remaining patient because Jimenez is young and talented. Rosario is still young. He's younger than I think a lot of people realize. It feels like he's been around for a few years now, but you know, it's time for him to kind of start get going. You know, he's young, but he's not inexperienced. It's time for him to really do something there. The outfield, I mean, geez, they've had so many problems with it over the years. Naylor's been okay. He's had some moments there, and Luplo's been great, and you can kind of wait on Rosario. But I feel like first base is the one spot where it's like, okay, this is untenable. We have to fix this. We should do it now. And I think they should get off. They should. I'm sure they're trying, but that's something they should get done sooner rather than later instead of waiting for the trade deadline.
Mike Exissa, CBSSports.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, White Sox, you mentioned, and I mean, it's not like they haven't encountered two very, very huge injuries to that lineup in Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert. But are they just so deep, and is this team so loaded that they might not have any worries in the Central?
I wouldn't say they have no worries. I think they're the most talented team in the division, and their depth is something that kind of worried me coming into the season. You know, even now you look at their outfield with no Eloy, no Robert. The guys are starting out there like they're playing Jake Lamb in left field. Like, that's not something you could do full-time the rest of the season. They're going to have to get somebody, and I think they will. But it's just that their best players have been their best players. They're playing as expected. You know, Jose Abreu, he's even having a year not as good as his MVP season last year, but he's still been really good overall. Moncada's been really good. So the guys who there's really nobody who's drastically underperforming. Everybody's playing as expected. The pitching staff's been really good overall, even though La Russa's had some moments where he's kind of showing how, you know, like his old school managerial ways there, leaving his starters in a long time, things like that. It hasn't really cost them yet. So I do think the White Sox are the best team in that division. I think they're the most talented team. I don't think they're going to run away with it completely just yet. You know, if they don't do anything with their offense, and I mean, the Twins have been just a disaster. They've taken themselves out of their race already. So Cleveland's the best chance there really to run down the White Sox, but they just got to start hitting there to give themselves a chance.
Well, you kind of answered my next question because I was going to ask you about Minnesota. Man, is it – I mean, Rocco Baldelli's having a hell of a time over there. The rotation, Maeda's getting shelled every time out. I mean, what gives there? And do you think this is kind of one of those, you know, it really is okay to, you know, to raise a little bit of panic right now if you're in Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely panic time for them, I think. This is not, you know, losing 3 or 4 to Seattle like Cleveland did. This is, I mean, they're 11 games under 500. They have the worst record in baseball. They're worse than the Tigers. You know, all their offseason moves, you know, they brought in Jay Happ and Matt Shoemaker to kind of shore up the back rotation, and it hasn't really worked. And Happ hasn't been horrible, but he's just kind of okay at this point in his career, and Shoemaker's been terrible. Alex Colomé was horrible in April. He was, like, legitimately, like, the worst reliever in the game that month, and he blew so many leads, and it cost him so many games where you know, those are losses are in the bank. You can't take them away, and, you know, Byron Buxton's hurt again, and Josh Donaldson missed time with an injury, and it seems like they're just finding ways to lose games. You know, they had a game in Oakland where they lost on back-to-back errors. Even yesterday, they hit Miguel Sano hit the game-tying home run. Maybe that was 2 days ago, but they hit a game-tying home run in the ninth, and they ended up losing anyway. It just seems like anything that can go wrong with them is going wrong, and, yeah, they've dug themselves a real hole here. And, you know, you can never say never. Yes, they could come back, but I think at this point I have no reason to believe they're capable of that kind of turnaround because they just keep losing. And I looked at the stretch of the schedule here, and I thought maybe, you know, this was where they could kind of get on track because they have 13 games coming up against the Royals and Orioles. But I feel like if they get to those 13 games, they're going to be so far back, you know, that's not going to help them that much. So, I would panic about the Twins if I was a Twins fan.
Mike Exissa with CBSSports.com joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Going around, heading to the National League right now, the Dodgers. I mean, Mike, look, they're still incredibly talented, incredibly loaded, but they lost 14 of 18 at one point. They've now Corey Seager goes down. I know you wrote about this as far as the hand injury. I know he was struggling, but what's going on out there in LA? And are they panicking out there? Put it that way.
Yeah, I think they are panicking. At least the fans are panicking because they're used to such a high level of success with the Dodgers. I don't think the organization is panicking yet, but I do think they understand that, okay, we need to make some changes here, and they've done that. They signed Pujols. They traded for Yoshi Tsugo because the bench guys that they had, I mean, that's really what separated the Dodgers in the past was they had so much depth, and if somebody got hurt, they would call up some random minor leaguer who would have great 2 months and really help them. This year, when somebody got hurt, the guys who came up just played like bench players and AAA players, and that was a problem for them, so they went out, got Pujols for the bench. The injuries are really starting to pile up with Seager and Bellinger still hurt. David Price is out. Gonsolin's out. You know, they're missing a lot of really important players there, and at some point it just becomes too much, no matter how deep you are. I still think the Dodgers are, I mean, they're probably going to win that division, even though I think they're in third place right now. They're just, I just refuse to count them out because they are still so good and so deep. And I think we're going to look back in 6 months and be like, oh, yeah, remember when the Dodgers lost 14 of 18? Haha, that was kind of funny. And they're set to go, like, on a huge run at some point, like they seem to do every year. I think they're maybe more vulnerable right now than they have been in the past because of their injuries. But I'm far from panicking there. I'm not counting them out yet. But I do think there's some problems that they have to fix, and particularly it's just the injuries are piling up.
So my opinion seemed to vary a bit on Manny Machado, although I think his past and kind of what he's done in the past as far as some dirty plays makes people think twice here. But what is your take on that slide and the injury that he caused? And is it a baseball play? Is it, yeah, but, you know, that guy's a sitting duck? How do you view this?
You know, that play, that's kind of what you're taught to do when you're hung up there. They teach you to go down and go into the runner. That's something that Buck Showalter taught when he was back with the Orioles there, and he had Machado as well. And I think if this was anybody but Manny Machado, nobody would think twice about this. And Machado has that reputation. He's earned that reputation. He certainly had some other questionable plays in the past. This one doesn't really pass the sniff test for me. This is something you see in every game, every night almost, it seems. And I don't know. That didn't really seem like anything that was far beyond what we see every other day. It's, you know, it's kind of like a routine baseball play. And I think it's just becoming a big deal because it's Machado. I don't think this is, I mean, if the roles were reversed, if that was Tommy Edmonds fighting against Manny Machado, nobody would think twice about it. They'd call it a good, hard baseball play. But because it's Machado, it's this big thing. And, I mean, he's brought some of that on himself, but I really don't think this is another instance of, well, look at Manny being a dirty player. I think this is just like a normal baseball play, and that's how you're taught to do it.
How surprised are you as far as the Red Sox, in particular, the pitching?
The pitching especially, I think. I mean, if you would have told me before the season they would be one of the highest-scoring teams in the game, I would have expected that. Pitching has been a lot better than I expected. The rotation especially. I mean, the bullpen's been a little bit shaky there in the middle, but the rotation's been good. And I think you look at it, there's maybe some kind of red flags there. I think Nathan Eovaldi, he hasn't allowed a home run yet, and that's just not going to last. And a couple other guys have been performing better than I expected. Nick Pivetta, you know, he walks so many batters, I have a hard time thinking he's going to maintain an ERA around 3. So either he's got to stop walking guys or the ERA is going to go up. So I think there's some candidates there to kind of come back to earth a bit. And I think also if you're the Red Sox and you've played about as well as you could have reasonably expected so far this season, and you're still only a game up on the Blue Jays, you're still only a game and a half up on the Yankees, I think it is, that would worry me a little bit because things have gone so well for them and they haven't really distanced themselves at all. You know, the Blue Jays are the team in that division, I think that really kind of would scare me if I was the Yankees or the Blue Jays because they haven't gotten anything from Springer who's been hurt. They have a lot of young pitching coming that they could plug into the rotation at some point. That's the team that would keep me up at night if I was in that division. But the Red Sox, yeah, they've been a lot better than I expected, especially the pitching. I'm not sure it's going to last all season, but, you know, you're in first place in the middle of May, so maybe I'm the one who's wrong here and they will keep it up.
Mike Exissa with CBSSports.com. Please forgive me for butchering the hell out of your name. I mean, I feel like there's a lot that we can get wrong and we do get wrong. It's one of those, I don't know what it is, I just can't say it correctly. And I know, say it one more time for us.
It's Exissa.
Exissa.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Exissa with CBSSports.com. Catch him on CBS Sports HQ. Believe it or not, I have seen him, and I've read him as well. Appreciate the good work, as always, and we'll do it again soon, Mike. Thank you for your time.
Sure, no problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!